This is TWiT.
We have one more thing.
And you nailed it, Mike. And the crowd.
They stole that from Xiao Mi, I think.
They haven't done one more thing since Steve left, I'm really glad to see it back. The tip of the hat to Steve Jobs, and Tim Cook knows it.
We love to make great products that really enrich people's lives. We love to integrate hardware.
My wallet's already vibrating.
It's like there's smoke. There's like smoke. If I have to leave, it's just because I burned myself.
Personal. And allow our users to do things that they could never have imagined. We've been working incredibly hard for a long time on an entirely new product. And we believe this product will redefine what people expect from its category. I am so excited.
Look at this one.
Oh!
No!
Next chapter in Apple's story. And here it is.
All right. This is it. We find out. This is your iPhone moment, your iPad moment. New product from Apple.
Spaceship campus.
Yeah, it looks like Coruscant.
What are we seeing?
It's round. It's got sensors.
What are we seeing? Holy moly. It's got a stem.
Button.
It is square.
There's a square one and a round one.
Wow.
Nice band. There's the that snaps on so you can change bands easily. That is something everyone should do. That's marvelous. Very nice band, too. Oh, with a magnet. It's got a magnet.
We've got a girly band and a manly band.
And they snap on and off so you can change your band at a whim. I do want to see a round one, though. Sapphire. There's the sapphire, by the way.
Yeah, they just...
All gold for me.
Boy, is that sick.
They just whooped the market.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. That is not looking much better than an Android Wear watch. 18-karat gold, sapphire, crystal.
I see the bottom is round. It's only square. It's only rectangular.
Yeah, it's looked like four sensors on the bottom there. Those would be likely for pulse. Colored bands can snap off. You know, wear a colored band in the daytime.
It looks like
snap on the metal band.
Looks like it's a half an inch thick.
It looks really thick. I have to say.
Nice and rounded, but...
And by the way, the real key on that is where the band joins the watch. The closer it does to your wrist, the better it's going to feel. And that, frankly, is a little high on the watch. So there you have it. There is an iWatch. It's called the Apple Watch. The Apple logo.
So I guess they're getting rid of the eye.
Watch.
Are they starting to work away from the eye?
Yeah. Well, they still have an iPhone. And Tim's wearing it.
He's standing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, new product is always a good
thing. Sure.
We've been waiting for this for about 45 years, I think.
It feels like it. So all the rumors were true. Apple is doing a watch. It's called the Apple Watch. It is square. It is thick. Interchangeable band. Sapphire crystal. Looks like health sensors on the back. Probably a pulse meter.
Apple Watch is the most personal device we've ever created. We set out to make the best watch in the world. One that is precise. It's synchronized with the universal time standard, and it's accurate within plus or minus 50 milliseconds.
So it's an atomic watch, a radio watch.
This is the first iconic product ever not announced by Steve Jobs.
So you can find one that reflects your personal style and taste.
Yeah. It's been 4 years.
Because you wear it, we invented new intimate ways to connect and communicate directly from your wrist. And it works seamlessly with iPhone. And it's also a comprehensive health and fitness device. Now, Apple Watch took very deep thinking. And out of this came some truly remarkable innovations. And one of those was the user interface.
Icons
it turns
all over
out, with every revolutionary product that Apple has created,
please tell me no.
It's like
a
the
breakthrough
game
in user interface is required.
What in the heck?
With the Mac,
you need like
we
a
introduced
baby
the
pinky
mouse to make navigation so simple on a personal computer. The click wheel on the iPod allowed users to scroll through thousands of songs in the palm of their hand. And with iPhone, multi-touch gave us the ability to interact with a beautiful canvas of photos or videos or music or all of the information that we use every day. The Apple Watch required the same kind of careful, deliberate consideration. What we didn't do was take the iPhone and shrink the user interface and strap it on your wrist.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
The display is too small and it would be a terrible customer experience. For example, if you take a gesture like pinch to zoom, it covers the content. It obstructs your view.
So you're going to do that with the little dial.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah, that's the dial, huh?
And so we placed extra functionality in a mechanism that's been on the watch for decades. It's this dial. It's called a crown. And on the Apple Watch, it's called a digital crown. The digital crown includes infrared LEDs and photodiodes that translate rotary movement into digital data. Now, you don't need to understand all of that, but it's a very simple and elegant and amazing
watch. Doesn't look that big
on
Tim's wrist. And
let me give you an example.
We've made a mock-up of the actual size, and it's not that big. In fact, even on your wrist, Sarah, I don't think it's
it zooms in and
it's horrible, but it's about the same size, maybe a little smaller than the Android Wear.
Yeah.
You can scroll through the list.
You can draw a watch on that, Sarah, and save some money.
So there's no touch screen, so they do save.
And if you're within an app like the clock
and money
app,
on
as
that,
an example,
and make more,
I
can't make
I think there is a touch screen. I think
is
it
there?
Is, yeah.
It returns
I think just,
to the
sounds like you're doing some using the crown.
You would expect it to.
I can't believe he's getting applause for that, but okay.
By the way, the rumor said there were going to be two sizes and four colors for eight options, but
Apple
so far we've seen only one size.
To be worn. And it can be worn all day for any occasion. It's as much about personal technology as it is style and taste. It seamlessly combines materials and software and technology. And we thought not only of the function, but of the way it looked. Apple Watch has an amazing and rich design story. And we prepared a video of that this morning that Johnny Ive narrated.
We made it this morning.
I have
there
to say,
is
at
no
this
one
point,
better to tell the story than Johnny.
I think they
and
haven't solved
like
some of the problems with wearables.
Now.
We'll watch the video.
You know, it's driven Apple from the beginning.
We go to the white room where Johnny Ive has been living for the last
to take incredibly powerful technology and make it accessible, relevant, and ultimately personal.
It's the thinnest watch
we've designed a range of products so personal, you don't put them on your desk or in your pocket. You wear them on your wrist.
I think there's some nice design elements.
But to your point, what the Android Wear and other watches are doing is they're allowing it to be big and bulky. And we thought Apple would do something revolutionary in that realm, but they haven't.
And this interface particularly, I think, is underwhelming.
I'm sure it's powerful, but
can we turn up the
innovation combined with a design that connects with the wearer at an intimate level to both embrace individuality and inspire desire. The watch senses that you're raising your wrist and then activates the display. you see an organization of apps that, while new, is somehow familiar. Navigation is fluid and vital.
With butterflies.
Magnifying content on a small display is fundamentally important. So we've developed a whole new interface specific to the challenges associated with a product this small. The Digital Crown is a remarkable input device. It fluidly zooms into apps. It enables nimble, precise adjustment. And critically, you can use it without obstructing the display. It's also the home button. Apps are designed for lightweight interaction. Smart replies and dictation let you respond quickly to messages. Glances let you swipe through information efficiently.
It's very much like
pressing the button below.
Maybe there is only one way to do this.
Instantly shows you friends you can contact in just seconds.
I have to say,
I mean, it really is a new iPod.
We've developed an
entire, you know, in every way, that's what this is.
Like a Nano.
It's just...
It's a really nice...
I mean, they've marketed it differently, but that's what it is.
You can send a quick sketch. Or you can even share something as personal as your own heartbeat. These are subtle ways to communicate.
He just said, I think he just said you can send your heartbeat.
Rather than enables.
Yeah, so here's my heartbeat. Oh, isn't that neat? It's beating according to my...
These apps all take advantage
of the
flexible Retina display.
Retina.
It's been
laminated
to a machined and polished
one advantage
single crystal of
they
sapphire.
Have.
That's the second.
Because all of the existing watches are fairly low res.
After diamond.
The interface and software seems significantly more advanced than Android Wear.
More complex.
Other input technologies designed specifically for a product this small.
I'm sure you want it more.
So as well as sensing touch, the display also senses force.
Okay.
Quite literally,
bigger.
Adding a new dimension to the user interface.
It's exactly the same size as my
tiny
Android.
Electrodes around the display recognize the difference between
so
a tap
what we're looking at
and a press.
There's touch sensitivity as well.
It's kind of big.
Level of touch.
But a beautiful metal case. I mean, that case does look
beautiful. Well, everything looks beautiful, but all this
nice
is CGI.
Render.
We
right.
haven't seen the...
It's a lovely render.
Yeah.
For the first time... And with great intention, we've designed not only what you see,
the UI will be intriguing,
but also what
this
you
is,
hear.
This is a challenge.
Feel.
It's a small screen.
We've developed.
I'm kind of curious how the incoming call works. Like, does it have to work with your phone?
It looks like you're talking to the watch.
To complement your interactions.
Taptic.
This Taptic engine, combined with the audio feedback from our ultra-resistant speaker, creates a discreet and nuanced experience.
Wait, it looked like it was. Camera? Was that a FaceTime?
Is a custom designed chip that integrates many subsystems.
The camera
into one remarkably compact module, which is then completely
being able to do set up a
selfie
with
your
watch.
Essentially, miniaturizing
you can do that on Android Wear
onto a single chip.
But
the Zirconia back
here we go.
Has
sensors.
Four sapphire lenses, infrared and visible light LEDs, along with photosensors, detect your pulse rate.
Yeah, this
using
is a well-known technology.
Gyroscope and accelerometer,
problem with it is you can't
GPS
move.
And GPS and Wi-Fi from your iPhone, the watch provides a comprehensive picture of your daily activity.
So these kinds of pulse rate
this
monitors are
so
not
different
good
size
for
watch
exercise.
And suggest goals. And reward fitness milestones.
You don't think it's good for exercise?
You can't move with that kind of
the
pulse rate measurement.
Also houses a unique charger.
What it's doing is bouncing light off of your
MagSafe
veins.
Technology with
you
inductive
charging.
You have to stop.
And there's the charger.
Sealed, it requires no alignment or exposed contact.
Wireless charger. That's nice.
Mm.
It looks like a stethoscope.
Apple Watch is incredibly accurate. It uses
it's interesting.
Multiple
they're pushing accuracy.
Keeping time.
It's a trivial feature.
Minus.
Everything has it now because it's all tied to your phone.
We have worked closely with horological experts from around the world to help us understand the cultural and historical significance of timekeeping. And this
looks like there are going to be three different sizes of watches.
Odd that they have much.
We know
that this is a very early prototype.
Every day becomes as much
about literally no one has seen this outside of Apple.
As functionality.
Even the according to Mark Gurman, even the companies that have the early API, they haven't seen the actual hardware.
There may only be a few. I think there probably are.
We can only find the bar where they're
they're leaving them behind. It's a gorgeous screen. I mean, but again, this is a rendering. This is not.
And their capability.
I mean, I think it's reasonable to assume, even though we're seeing CGI here, that this is going to be really nice looking. We don't know about the battery life and all that, but it's probably going to. The screen is probably going to be really
different. Straps and a mechanism that makes.
I do like that.
Easily interchangeable.
I really do like that.
Refinement and precision. That's born of functionality.
Easy to, if you're going to go running, to swap, you know, get rid of the metal one and
the
put in
sport
the rubber
band,
one.
In a range of bold colors, is made from a tough, durable, sweat and chemical resistant high performance elastomer.
Translation, it won't blast.
The leather
make
loop
you all
comes in a soft,
hate that color.
Quilted leather.
Quilted
that conceals
leather.
Conceals magnets for fastening and
I
adjustment.
I do like that.
That one's cool.
That's cool.
Use traditional leather, but in a new sports context that's designed.
Look, Apple has the best design team in the world, and I'd expect stuff like this.
The supple, handcrafted leather modern buckle closes.
But to me, I'm more interested in the UI,
and wraps symmetrically around the wrist.
Boy, it sure looks thick. And again, look where the band joins the watch. It's very high, which means it's going to feel like a bump on your arm.
And the stainless steel link bracelet has a slim deployment clasp that is contained.
But you have a very manly wrist, so that's
right, exactly.
So that's part of the market.
This is nice. This is very nice.
The Milanese loop is crafted from a
beautiful.
Fluid, flexible stainless steel mesh.
This is the fashion that we've been hearing about. This
has an elegant simplicity.
But you know, ultimately, the watch has to work. I think maybe not.
It does, but it definitely has to look good too. You can't look like a geek.
So
you know, wearing
also
it.
Also developed a smaller watch with matching small.
Another size, smaller watch for you, Sarah Lane.
From different cases and strengths.
Yeah, this is the interesting part. How small is small?
Distinct collections.
So we have three now.
The first Apple Watch features a polished case made from a custom alloy of stainless steel.
This is where you get the price differential as well. I'm sure edition is expensive. I'd love to see a round one. Can they do round?
That'd be nice.
See, I think the square actually looks better on a wrist.
Okay. We'll get used to it.
I mean, that's this one that you're wearing now or anything that's made by... I just think it looks nicer on a wrist.
Has an ion exchange cover glass and an anodized aluminium case that is 60% stronger than standard alloys, and yet it's incredibly light and durable.
Who's going to wear that neon yellow one?
Is made from 18 karat gold.
Sporty people.
People who would wear a pink shirt.
It's made of gold.
Twice as hard as
18 karat gold.
Yeah, they're really going after the...
Yeah, this is the $1,000 one.
Creating beautiful objects that are as simple and pure as they are functional, well, that's always been our goal at Apple. We designed Apple Watch as a whole range of products, enabling millions of unique designs, unparalleled
millions.
Personalization... both in appearance and capability.
That looks pretty good. I like the face.
I think
we're
now
this is actually from a
beginning.
Owning the market perspective, this is you have a million different options because people want individuality.
All right. Let's hear pricing. Probably won't announce pricing. I think they're establishing a pretty big range, though.
We've been working on Apple Watch.
Well, people in the audience like it, but remember, many of them are Apple employees.
They've been hand-selected to like it.
To clap. Yeah. How big are your hands?
Typically, when journalists in the audience, they try not
to emote. And we assembled an amazing team to do so. It covered every discipline at Apple. One of the key people is here this morning. He led our software effort. He's Kevin Lynch. And I'd like to invite Kevin up on stage to give you the very first live demo of Apple Watch. Kevin?
So Kevin Lynch
Kevin?
Is the guy they acquired.
My wife is already asking me for one, specifying the gold one.
And he's running the watch division.
I'm going to show you our work, and I'm wearing Apple Watch right here.
He was at Adobe. He was a CTO at Adobe, and we wondered when they hired him.
Now, to give you a better look,
why?
It's a little hard for you to
and
see.
I think he's a manager. He's there to run this division.
Here. So let's take a look at that. Now, I also have my iPhone, which is required with Apple Watch.
Hopefully it's not because the watch is based on Flash.
The first thing you're going to see on your watch when you look at it is the clock. Now, we thought a lot when we were designing Apple Watch about how to really reveal all of the great ecosystem of applications on this device. And we wanted to build it in a way
Motorola,
that was really easy
I
to find
might
and
have
use.
So we connected
it to the digital crown. So if I press the digital crown at the top here.
Oh, some people will like it.
I wanted it
to their advantage.
It's very easy to get out
but
to my
if
apps.
Apple goes...
Now,
rectangle.
When I'm here, you can see the clock is the center of the universe.
As
the
Apple,
apps you frequently
thing,
use, you might put around the clock here.
Most.
You can arrange these how you like. And I can pan just by simply swiping on the screen here.
Let's watch this.
I can go from one area to another of my applications. I can also get an overview of all of my apps.
I don't like
just
that.
Just by rotating the crown, I will zoom
that
out to
like a
the universe of apps. And you can arrange this
very
just how
hard.
You like. And by tapping, you can go right into a neighborhood of apps.
No.
And if you'd like to go back to the clock, you
but
press
look
the
at the number of apps you can
right
run on this thing.
Again.
It must have a huge amount.
Now to launch apps, it's very simple.
Yeah, I guess
you
don't really have any
on
choice but
here's
to cluster
clock.
Them this way.
Now the watch.
If you're going to put that many apps,
yeah.
I think
how
that's
you
a mistake.
You can choose different ones. You can arrange them just for yourself. And to customize your watch face, you just force touch on the display, and it goes back a little bit. Now I can simply swipe over here, and I can choose another watch face. So if I
like
this one, I can tap on it. That's now my watch face. I can also customize the appearance and the functionality of
can we bring
of these
that
faces.
Video back up, please?
So again, if I force touch here, it will bring me out, and I can choose
this is one we want to keep watching.
And here I can change the color of the face. Just by rotating the crown, I can change the color here and slide in some different colors on my watch. Or if I want to change the functionality of this face, I can just swipe over, and the green outline shows me what I'm currently changing. So I'll change the center area just by rotating the crown again. You can see I have a variety of information I can pull in here right on my watch face. This is my next
these
meeting with
the
user
toughest
watch.
Interfaces
so I'll keep
design. This reminds me of my car
just by force
interface.
Touching.
Right. Very
let's
difficult.
Look at a couple of other faces we have here.
You have a very
this
constrained
is,
environment.
This is one of my favorite ones. This is called the astronomy
Apple
face.
Is brilliant
it shows
at
you
UI.
Where you are in the Earth.
I'm
so
remain
you
unconvinced.
You are, you
I'm really going to have to play with this to see.
But it has to be said
and you can go fly
before
to the
we were looking at CGI, this is apparently the real deal.
This is a real watch.
And it looks really smooth and really high-res and beautiful. But again, this isn't the shipping thing. This is barely
the moon
even a prototype.
Phase. We scheduled
no
our event on a nice full
looks
moon,
good, so
this will look great here. And I can
course,
rotate
at,
the
like, how are they mirroring
here
that?
Advance time.
Look at that. This
you
is
can see I can
sweet.
Go forward and look at the new moon. I can see where the next quarter one's happening and the next full one about
a remember,
month.
You're looking at a device that's 38
it's a lot of fun
millimeters
to play
by
with some of these faces as well.
It's tiny.
In addition to the Earth and the moon, I can zoom out even further, and I can look at the whole solar system.
It's a little deceptive, the screen on the right
makes
it look
you can see where all
big.
The planets, this is the actual right. position of the planets right now for this time.
I don't know how
and if you forget which planets are which,
yeah,
I can just double tap here. It will give me a little
cheat sheet.
Yeah. Yeah, it is cool.
So I can see which is which.
It's cool so that it's you're zooming out from the moon.
Look like how
moon.
Look how smooth this is. I have to say,
astronomy.
This A1 processor,
there's
whatever it is,
a whole variety
is
of watch faces here. We spent a lot of time just doing some
the
beautiful work
really
here
good
on
too.
The appearance yeah. of the faces. This is a nice analog one. Now, in addition to looking at the time, we also thought it's really important to look at other information
smooth
as well.
Sweep
so how
is
do
nice.
We represent that in a really glanceable way? So we've created something called glances. And the way you get to glances is you just swipe up from the bottom of the watch face, and you'll see information that you choose to have here. It can be from our built-in apps. It can be
similar
from third-party
to
apps.
Wear.
And you can arrange these just how you like. Here's my next meeting. And if I just swipe horizontally, I can see things like where I'm located, here at Flint Center, the current weather outside, NASDAQ, stock quote. It's
theoretically very
and,
similar.
And world time, where I can see music I'm currently
control
playing on devices around me. And with this, you can actually control music on your iPhone, music on iTunes on your computer, or the music that's stored right on your Apple Watch.
That's interesting. It ties
here
to
I've
your
got
computer
it connected
as well.
To my iPhone, which is plugged into the speakers in this room, so it will sound really good.
Wonder if it controls Apple
so let's
TV.
Listen to a little
this
Coldplay
is probably here. The continuity that they've talked about with Yosemite, the idea that this is yet another device.
I can only imagine that they also you're able to control your Apple TV with it eventually.
I lose that remote all the time.
Or possibly immediately.
I lose it 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Now you can control tracks and volume, kids. Everything you'd expect right here from your watch. When you're done with glances, you just swipe down and they go away. Now, in addition to your looking at information, you may have information coming to you. And when you're notified of things on Apple Watch, we're using the Taptic Engine to give you feedback on your wrist. It's just like somebody tapping you on the wrist very gently. And even if you're sitting right next to someone, they won't be able to tell that you're getting notified. It's very subtle, but you'll feel it on your own wrist. And you can choose what information, of course, will come and notify you on your watch. And if you do choose to look at something that's coming in, you just raise your wrist, and the notification will come in, just like this. Here's a calendar invitation. Excellent. I'm invited to the karaoke outing, finally, with Eddie.
One of the reasons I've been using Android
Wear Watch is
to understand
the usage. So I can swipe up here, and I can just see information about where it's at and time.
And these notifications actually become problematic because it is a smaller screen, and you spend a lot of time swiping and manipulating. Have you found that too, Mike?
Yes, yeah.
And it, in fact, maybe isn't the best
to
put a lot of information on there.
Here's one from Johnny. Am I going with Love Shack or Wild Thing? I think he's teasing me. I'm going to press reply.
See what happens here.
Now, we've created something called Quick Board to enable really quick replies to messages that you're getting.
How
you can
would it
see
know?
Here we've actually
it saw the word
the
or
text that's coming in
and the question
and
mark.
Picked out some things you might want to just tap on and send back.
And smiley face.
And you can talk. I presume you could dictate a response.
You can dictate.
So I'm not going to tell Johnny what I'm seeing. It's a secret, of course. Now, I can also use dictation to reply. That will send either an audio recording of my voice, or I can convert that to text and send it, or I can use a new selection of animated emoji that we've created for Apple Watch. Let's use an
emoji.
This
is for the Asian market.
There. Right. And we've got a great collection
emojis
here of emoji. These are hands,
huge.
Hearts.
I have to admit, I've gotten a little addicted to them myself.
Yeah, and I think the U.S. is
I they were very silly, and then I realized.
Now, when you're actually sending
even Google does this now with Hangouts.
Here,
why didn't they call it
control
emoji?
Both the eyes and the mouth
emojis.
To get just the right expression you'd like to send.
You know what? I love that. And, you know, of course, it's only going to work
just,
if you're...
So here, I'll just edit this a little bit. I'll make it the same winking one
watch.
If I change the eye. Or if I want to do something a little
otherwise,
bit more...
Otherwise, just send an Apple Watch commercial.
And change that.
All right, I'm loving
it. I think
this.
That's perfect to send back to Johnny, all right?
That's the best feature yet.
And so I'll just press send.
Really?
I'm a simple man.
I like an emoji, but I don't know about the animated ones.
I predict the first one I get will be from a woman named Sarah Lane.
Probably.
There's a lot that Apple Watch can do.
If they have a cat emoji, you're in, right?
And here comes
the
Siri.
The first one is that we've built Siri into Apple Watch.
All right.
So we can use Siri just by pressing the digital crown here and ask a question like what movies are playing, for example.
So you press the crown.
Press and hold.
What movies are playing tonight in Cupertino? So Siri will go out and check that information. It comes back with a list of movies that are playing around us here in Cupertino.
Forrest Gump.
I can use the crown to scroll this, or I can use my finger to scroll this.
This is an old listing.
Yeah.
Now I'll just tap on Guardians of the Galaxy because that one looks really
cool. The 100-foot journey is supposed to be
You can see we get some very nice poster art there. We can see the ratings, who's in the movie.
They get the Rotten Tomatoes on there.
All lots of information, including Showtime synopsis.
This looks like Flickster,
so you can use a lot of Siri functionality right here on your wrist with Apple Watch.
Phone for more than anything.
Now, we also looked at how you can carry your photos with you. And it's almost like having a little locket of photos right here with you. So we've got a photos app here. And now, of course, precious photos number in the hundreds rather than a couple.
This is the UI they
so
showed at
you
WWDC.
Can see an overview, much like you can on your iPhone. Now, though, I can use the digital crown.
Look at that. You know what? That may work.
Which ones I'd like to look at. Or I can easily just pan around
look how
and
fast
look at
that is.
Photos from different times.
That's a lot of data.
And if I'd like to, I can tap on
it's
photos and bring them larger on the screen here. And I can look at them one by one just by swiping.
You see that it was low res and didn't come into focus.
So this is a really great way to bring your precious photos with you. Now, by default, all of the photos that you favorite on your iPhone or your Mac will just show up on your Apple Watch. It can be any collection that you like to show here. One other app I'd like to show you is Maps.
This feels two or three generations ahead of Android Wear.
It does, and particularly because of the screen quality.
Of course, it shows
nobody has anything like
this.
Here
at Flint Center, and I can pan around just by swiping.
And that explains the thickness because the battery's got to be
I can also zoom out with the crown. If I rotate the crown, it zooms me out. I can see more of the area.
And this is also why you want to have your own map application. You know, it'd be very difficult to try to do this with Google Maps.
I can also pan around this view. And if I'd like to get back to where I am, I can press on the bottom left, and it takes me right there. Now, if I'd like to look for things around me, you can bring up a context menu for maps by force touch. And here I have a search command. And I can find things by dictation, my favorites, or if I've recently searched for things, I can just tap on those.
Whole Foods and donuts. He's a little conflicted with his diet there.
And it's going to calculate, find the local Whole Foods here.
It's going to be Bing.
Siri or Bing?
And you have also a phone number if you'd like to call Whole Foods. And you have directions, walking and driving. So let's get walking directions.
This is tough for Apple because they have to rely on
it. So it's figuring out the best way to get there now. And I'm going to press start. And it's going to do a little simulated walk so you can see how it
goes. That's a great Whole Foods they're pointing to, by the way.
Now, while you're walking, Apple Watch will give you haptic feedback on each turn.
That's right.
So you'll know whether it's time to turn left or to turn right.
Oh, that is.
And those feelings are different.
By the way, that is a good use case for
you. You can actually know without even looking at your watch which way
you're going. Or glass. You use glass that way, didn't you?
Yep. Glass is amazing.
The turn by turn?
Yeah.
I think your wrist would be as good.
Yeah.
Much better, actually, because you don't have to wear Google Glass.
Just for that reason alone.
The last step I'd like to tell you is one that we worked on a lot in terms of communication. We thought hard about how to enable a new form of communication, given that we have the Taptic Engine and you're wearing Apple Watch. We've created something called Digital Touch. And you get to your friends with Digital Touch by pressing this button right below the digital crown. And there are my friends.
That's that home button.
Of course, you can choose who you'd like to have here in your friend list. And I can communicate with someone just by tapping. So I'll tap here on my friend
Kevin
Jeff.
Kevin is a good political
Apple employee. And I can either phone
Apple
him,
employee.
Or I can send
a name
message.
Drop.
All the right friends.
Or if I tap right in the center, I can create this new form of digital touch communication.
It's not like they practice this for 3 days straight.
And here I can draw and tap and have a much richer
This is an intriguing thing as well,
Jeff.
I think.
He and I go out to lunch a lot, so we've now established this little code. When we're getting hungry, we can just tap each other, and we'll feel it on our wrist.
Not,
so I'll just do him do the triple tap here for going to lunch.
No.
I'd tap
we'll
that.
See if Jeff is
That's a cool feature.
Like right
With your wife.
Somebody was going to say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had to be.
So we do this a lot. That means what's for lunch. So I know that. So
this is
I know
interesting.
That
They're inventing
really
a new form of communication.
Sushi. Yeah. So I'm going to bring up the color picker and pick a nice blue color, and I'm going to draw a fish. So I know how much Jeff loves sushi.
That's
Drawing it from millions of people is really fun. Okay. There's my fish. What do you think? So that's
I love how it disappears
now.
With a little Tinkerbell animation. This is where Apple excels. You're never going
to
see Google do the Tinkerbell animation.
His heartbeat.
maybe that doesn't matter.
Nor would they wipe the dew from the outside of the building.
And that's not just an emoji. That actually is reading the heart rate off of Jeff's wrist with Apple Watch and sending me his heartbeat so I can feel it on my wrist.
This is for flirting.
That's never
this
been
is
done
not
before. It's a really great aspect of this
choosing
new form
lunch
of communication
with
your.
It's also a lie detector,
cube,
isn't it?
So
you're on the phone, you're like, where were you?
And then Apple Watch. And I was happy to give you a little glimpse.
Okay, that's a real demo. That is impressive.
Yeah, very
that is impressive. Now, we know from past experience that sometimes these demos.
Oh, well,
very touch
well organized,
go, but he did it and he got it through it and no crashes. Very interesting.
It's assuming that
we're
really getting a demo.
Across Apple, and it's just such an honor to work with
I
the team.
I think we are.
Maybe.
Now, in addition to the work
I don't know how
doing,
they're doing the screen
also
share.
We're working to enable third-party developers to extend their apps
nothing
to Apple
connected
Watch.
To the
no, we work on a lot of this kind of stuff
to the phone.
Or someone's watching over a video and doing it inside of the software app.
That do things we never imagined.
Not that I've ever done that.
And we think there's a great opportunity now on Apple Watch for
that's
them.
That's pretty common, actually.
So we've created something to enable this on the Apple Watch. And initially, notifications will just show up. So, for example, if you've got a notification from Facebook coming in, it'll look like this. If you choose to have these appear on your watch, you
Facebook
can have
was one of the companies that was seeded the SDK
and they look, very simple.
Precisely
now
for
you can
this.
Extend this even further and create a much more integrated experience with Apple Watch with
and
something
Gurman also
Watch
reported
Kit.
One additional social network
Watch Kit
that he didn't know
that
who it was.
Developers to create
Probably
rich,
Twitter,
actionable
I would
notifications
guess Twitter.
With those buttons.
WatchKit
apps that appear right in the home screen and also the glances that we saw.
Here comes the rush.
So here are a few examples.
This
of
this is for developers.
Here we have Twitter with a notification coming in. And you can see it's using the same layout as the original tweet, but now it's much richer with images and text. It looks like the Twitter brand, and it has buttons that you'd like to use to favorite or retweet right on that message. Now, in addition to custom notifications, you can also create apps that appear on the home screen. Here's the Twitter app. If I tap on that, it will just launch the app. And here I can view things on my timeline, look at trending tweets, or I can actually tweet from my Apple
Watch. I don't see
myself
reading a lot of Twitter
on
my watch. It's just such a small screen.
A few more examples. When you're traveling with Apple Watch, it's really great.
If you get it,
if you're in line, you know,
if you're following friends or like DMs or something, I can see.
I like the notifications.
Not just a stream in general.
I like the notifications.
Yeah. I
mean, if you think about it, Twitter really
is. This is good. Ooh, do we get that hat? Do we get
the hotel? And you can unlock your hotel room door by waving your watch in front of
the door.
QR
code there.
Tap to unlock.
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, tap to unlock the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hotel door. Participating hotels.
That's so awesome.
And that will be available across all W hotels.
So is that NFC?
I'll be
or is that Bluetooth LE?
They didn't say, but I think it's got to
tap
be NFC.
Usually means NFC.
It will also remind you to get off at the right stop just by using
Bluetooth LE.
Ah, look at that. It'll buzz you when it's your stop.
I need that.
No more sleeping through the.
It can remind you when you get near them and give you walking directions to them.
And when send it up in Trenton by accident.
So they Pinterest another social network.
Control your car.
You parked it, it will actually show you a map of where you left your car and then directions back to it.
This is a Google Now card.
Yep.
But and this is the problem Apple faces, which is Google has all this information.
MLB lets you see the current sports.
Apple Now can collect it.
Honeywell lets you control the temperature in your home. With a Lutron app, you can control the
Nest,
lighting and
the
scenes
a Honeywell.
With one tap. Right. With the Nike app, you can challenge your friends to go for a run. These are just some of the examples of the great apps that are already underway
right
for
here.
Apple Watch. And we just can't wait to see what
Well, I suspect these are all third-party apps.
Thank you very much.
Right. So what they're doing is they're telling developers, develop for this watch.
Yeah.
This is the rush. I mean, this is the place to go. Like, stop making iPhone apps, start making iWatch apps. You get to be the first one right now.
Yeah. That's right.
There's a lot of millionaires that are about to be created.
Amazing what you can
do. Let's wait and see when it's available.
And I'd like to spend a moment talking about yet one more.
Here's the health.
And that is health and fitness.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a very important area for me and a very important area for Apple. Apple builds great products that enrich people's lives.
Remember, Tim is on the board of Nike.
Arguably,
Nike
we can
earlier
take that
this
to
year
a whole new level with
pretty
Apple
much
Watch.
Shut down its band. Division.
Being more that's active, right. As it turns out, is one of the
they
best.
They still
things
sell it,
you
but they don't
do
develop it.
To it's improve kind of, your health,
they'll take
they
your money.
Saw the writing on the wall.
An Apple Watch gives us the ability to motivate people to be more active and more healthy. So, if you're just someone who wants to be a bit more active,
yeah, that's
or
me.
Maybe you just want to track what you're doing during the day. Or perhaps
I just want to know how active
you
I'm not.
Exercise regularly.
Kevin Lynch making his debut as
or
an Apple employee doing a good job, I think, with that demo.
He did great.
A very serious athlete. Apple Watch helps you live a better day. We have two new applications in Apple Watch. The first is the fitness app. The fitness app monitors all of your activity
Second's
and movement throughout the day.
Wallet.
And the second is the workout app. Oh. The workout app allows you to set specific goals.
I do expect a wallet.
For specific types of workouts like cycling or running. We've built an incredible team in health and fitness at Apple to work on Apple Watch. And in the video that follows, they're going to show you how all of this comes together to give you a comprehensive view of your daily activity.
David Pogue also wondering if the I name is dead with the Apple
Watch.
I think
we're never going to see anything new with I.
Yeah.
About time.
Apple Watch is designed to help anyone who wears it lead
is
a healthier
Harvey
life
Firestein?
By being more active. From people who just want to be more
Jay
active
Blahnik,
throughout
the
day,
another Nike steal.
To those who work out a few times a week, to athletes committed to improving their performance.
Jay was one of the
Apple
other
Watch
big acquisitions that
the
I think we all
of an
thought
all-day
meant Apple was doing a fitness
and a
device.
Highly advanced sports watch in one
I mean, for
he did something at, was it Burberry before Nike?
Track a wider variety of activities because it's
he came from fashion.
Types of data.
Originally.
But fitness has been his main gig.
It has a custom sensor that can measure intensity by tracking your heart rate. And it uses the GPS
fitness
and Wi-Fi
instructor,
and iPhone
and
to track how far
consultant author
move.
From Laguna Beach.
So it is using the GPS and the iPhone. Like, it is paired. It's not doing it on its own.
Yeah.
And not just highlights
this is definitely something. It's an accessory
like to
for the
as
iPhone.
As you can.
Frequency
yeah.
as well. So the activity
you don't want to offload.
Apple
there's
worked at Nike for 18 years. He launched Nike Plus Running.
You can flip this, right? So, like, if you're left-handed or for whatever reason you really want to wear a watch on one wrist or the other, you'd be able to flip and have the
It's not practical because that
dial.
Stem is on the wrong side.
Yeah. Well, but says who? Who cares?
Well, I could tell you as
maybe
a lefty,
lower.
You're going to end up watching it and wearing it on your left wrist. Keep.
The Move Ring is customized to you.
I would think.
And you close it
I have
when
to
you
see
hit your
stem
personal calorie goal for the day. The exercise ring captures the brisk activity that you have. This doesn't necessarily mean hardcore exercise.
Or the watch.
It means any activity done at the level
of the brisk watch. Oh, you see it like that, you mean? Oh, I see what you're saying.
You close the ring when you hit the globally recommended 30 minutes of exercise per day.
It's one advantage a digital watch has over a real one.
Everything we've seen suggests that it's just chewing your battery life.
Which helps you I know. That's right. The real challenge here. And I think that that's why it's so thick. But
sitting less can go. It's probably two-thirds battery.
Yeah. Your
health. A complete ring means that you've stood for at least 1 minute and 12 different hours during the day.
This is much more granular information than
There's
just how many steps you take.
There's also a dedicated workout app to provide more detailed measurement when you need it most.
And they're smart.
And you know they brought you brought him in and said, okay, what's the perfect what's the perfect thing to make this absolutely.
I mean, that's his, he is a fitness consultant.
And for people who are doing fitness, I mean, having this heads-up display is a big deal.
I agree. And they apparently they like neon colored.
Because now your headphone, here's the other thing is now your control, you're sitting there with your watch, your iPhone can be in your pocket, your headphones are on, you're not, but your control's up here, so you're not constantly pulling your iPhone out to hit play and
when you're done.
And as I've learned
workout,
with the Android Wear watch, it's nice when you're driving to have stuff on your wrist.
Yeah,
you know you can keep your hands on the wheel. So see what's going on. Stores all your
activity data. And I still think there's going to be a revolution of how this gets connected to machinery that's in your gym. You know, paying attention to it because it could be and it could even with free weights it could be it could know. Mm-hmm. How many reps you did?
That's the challenge. Most of these devices really only recognize walking and running. They don't recognize bicycling.
But what if they start? What if you start having either Bluetooth LE or NFC or whatever?
They need to.
You know, by the
that's
know,
a big
app,
what if? I don't.
With Nautilus machines that goals that are
personal. It's all about the API and third-party
most
development.
Most important,
they do
achievable,
it.
Which gives you a far better chance of succeeding.
And you could retrofit a lot
Apple
of those.
Watch is going to greatly
for high-end ones like Club One or the one we have here. That
and change the way we look at fitness.
I don't remember his name anymore. It used to be Club One here in Petaluma.
We think it's going to help a lot of people live a better day and a healthier life.
You too can be 27 again and running in the sunset. Buy one of these.
We could not be more excited about bringing these health and fitness features to the Apple Watch. Apple Watch required some deep innovation. It's a precise timepiece with incredible ability to customize.
Something in the chat room talked about sweatproof.
Innovative, intimate.
The rumor was that it was going to be waterproof to 20 minutes.
They mentioned early on the waterproof sensors.
And it's a comprehensive health and fitness device. And it is so much more that we don't have time to cover this morning. I use mine to control my Apple TV.
Ah,
another member of the team loves to use theirs as a viewfinder for their iPhone camera. Still another loves the walkie-talkie ability.
Apple TV's IR.
The list of features is a mile long.
No, you can do it. No, you can do it with your iPhone.
Developers
you don't need IR. You can do it through the once it's connected to the watch.
So you'd have to have an iPhone.
That list will get even longer.
So it's really controlling it through the iPhone,
couldn't
right?
Couldn't even imagine in it.
We're sorry about the continual loss of audio. That's an Apple problem.
I don't understand how.
I got rid of the Chinese.
Yeah, exactly.
Simultaneously. Interpretation. Just keep showing the screen because
he mentioned it
requires the iPhone because it's been designed to seamlessly work together.
Walkie-talkie.
Like with handoff, where you might read an email on your watch
and
then respond to it on the iPhone. The email appears right in the lock screen of your iPhone.
Wow.
It's really cool. Of course, Apple Watch works with iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, but we've also designed it so that it will work with iPhone 5, iPhone 5C, and iPhone 5S.
This is probably about as far back as they started really designing the phones to be able to tie into it.
This
well, anything with Bluetooth
over
LE.
200 million people already
That's good
use
news.
Apple Watch. Now, we expect the usage of Apple Watch through the day to be incredible because there's so many different things you can do with it. And so we've designed it so that it's simple to charge at night. We're using inductive charging. It has a magnet, and it aligns perfectly to the back of the watch.
I'm
it is so simple
bottom
and elegant.
Price is $349.
It's something only Apple could do. Apple Watch starts at only $349.
And goes
wow,
up to,
it's practically free.
And it will be available early next year.
And,
early
and
it is worth the wait.
A lot of sighs there.
Man.
I think people are going to love to use Apple Watch.
You have to use a stupid Android Wear watch for another 3 months.
To wear it. It's something functional, yet incredibly beautiful. It empowers people and enriches their lives.
Remember, this is a first
Apple
generation.
Watch is the most
this is as thick as it's ever going to be, as clunky
Apple
as it's ever going to be.
Ever created.
And it's still fairly
we
impressive.
We are so excited about Apple Watch.
Yeah, when you think about like where we are now and where the original iPhone was, next couple of years will be fun.